that someone who can, Vinata, you can speak nicely with nice intonation. So maybe you will come in the, Vinata should come in the beginning here and read the text in Croatian, because every one of us understands Croatian. Mm. You please sit down on that cushion, and then after the after you have read it, you, Gorohari, you can just no, you come here, Gorohari, and Vinata will sit where you are, and then and read it nice so that they can understand, huh? Not so brizzo, but. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiye Namaste Sarasvati Deve
Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtavyayi
Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
At this moment, looking at you, there are many who do not look like they speak English at all. Not, I cannot imagine that you speak English, Prabhuji.
Not really.
Not really. Yes. Yes. You just don't look like someone. Who else? Then to understand these difficult concepts, I mean, ooh. Text of the Bhagavatam, which is very, very deep. Now, Shyama Priya, you will have to leave the social platform and enter the spiritual platform. What is so funny? That this, the Muchkarskis are funny. Yes. Yes. So please, I don't know how deeply you are interested in spiritual subjects, so please encourage me, not by shouting loud, but by being extremely attentive. This text is a little complicated, and I think you have to be really a spiritual person to like it and understand it. It's one of these texts in the Bhagavatam which tell us very clearly what spiritual life is about. It means to give up your material identity and develop a spiritual identity which is totally different from what you are now.
thinking of, what you are worrying of most of the time, what are your problems most of the time, and so on. It is entirely different. It has nothing to do with your present state of concerns and thoughts. It is transcendental. The example has been given that just as there is wood, which has inside of it a totally different element, fire, so also we, as ordinary people of this world, have inside of us a very different identity. We are actually spiritual souls. Dinadayal, when you see a picture of these eternally liberated associates running around with Krishna, like look at this picture there, they never think about computers. They never think about should I marry or not marry. They never think about I must be initiated or not. You know, it's really not at all in their thought process. And you are one of those. Maybe not one of the cowherd boys. Maybe you are, have a different spiritual identity. And this is all the time with you. It's almost too difficult to believe for the Hare Krishna people. Yes, it's an interesting concept, but come on, we live 2003, we have to pay our bills, you know, we have to repair our bodies and minds. This is priority. Don't you understand? Here it says, just like there's fire within wood, there is also your spiritual true identity within the material situation. And it has been described that we can arise this by three things. Who has listened to the text and the purport and can tell us what are the three things which arise our spiritual identity? We are here, we also partook in the morning program, but really, Sachinandan Swami, we were more thinking of, it's good that we made it and we are here. Hopefully something interesting comes in the classroom. Maybe we get prasadam afterwards. And then there's a Sunday feast. You want to advance, you have to become a little bit alert and wake up to your spiritual life. The things which have been described is one must become fixed in his attachment to Krishna and develop two things, knowledge and detachment. Detachment means? Yes, advoinast. We have to develop. Sniane and advoinast and become attached really to Krishna and be fixed in the attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is developing these things, he becomes attached to Krishna and is fixed there. He you know, you will find him after 40 years on the same place in his life, in Krishna consciousness. He won't be like these typical we don't even want to describe them. He is fixed. He is a devotee of Krishna. Doesn't leave it. It's clear. What else to do? And this fixedness you can see in his life has two anchors. It's resting on knowledge. He really knows what is Krishna consciousness. He is liking it also. He has accepted it. And he is detached from the world. Such a devotee will experience something which is so sublime, which is so wonderful. He will see that his spiritual identity will come forth almost like fire which rises from the wood. Let us now open the window a little bit to help our attention so that we don't fall asleep. It will come forth. And when the fire of his true identity will come forth, it will start to burn something away. When it's a little bit coming forth, it will burn away five coverings which are at the moment so extremely strong. Ignorance, false egoism, attachment to the material world, envy, and absorption in material consciousness. This is called Panchatmakam. Not only will, Prabhupada says, not only the five elements, but also the five coverings of material contamination will be burned away. He's just free from this. He doesn't know what is ignorance. He doesn't know what is false egoism. He doesn't know what is attachment to the material world. He doesn't know what is envy. And he is not absorbed any longer in material consciousness. Now to do this, to come to this level of spiritual life, it's really important that a devotee wakes up to the fact and understands this Krishna consciousness is not a hobby like a religion. It's something which demands my body, my words, and my mind in order to work. If you want Krishna consciousness to work for you, you will have to become ultimately a spiritual person. Yes, I think we can close it now again. Maybe the best is to have the heating a little down. Heating is we are already, it's us who make the atmosphere heat. We have taken prashadam and now it is digesting. Yeah, the fire, everyone brought a fire with him. Yes, we are about 30 fires here burn in our stomachs. So just like this fire which is there in our stomach and it is not visible to you, in the same way the spiritual soul is there with us and it wants to come out. Now, in the next verse, Srila Prabhupada gives us two analogies which can make us understand our separate identity from the body as pure spiritual soul. He talks first of a coconut. I think that is already was in this purport. The coconut has when you look at it, a lot of things around it, but inside is a very pure and tasty nut available. In the beginning, this nut is totally connected with the shell, and you don't know that it is there unless you open the coconut. But if enough sunlight comes on the coconut, then this nut separates from the shell and becomes a clear
the perceivable separate identity. So in the same way, we are instructed, when we expose ourselves to the nice rays of devotional service, that's important, Dinadaya, you must do service. Then, at that time, you become separated from all these illusions which are around your life, and you become, you begin to understand, I'm really a true spiritual person. I'm a servant of Lord Krishna. This is the process which has been given to us. To come to this platform of Krishna consciousness is like waking up from a dream. Have you ever waked, obviously we all have woken up from dreams. And have you felt also a sense of relief when you woke up from the dream? Oh, I'm very happy that this is not true. Isn't it, Vrajamani? There are such dreams you may have just in your dream been in a situation where you have fallen from a mountain and you have landed and you notice you have broken your right shoulder and you needed to write something. So when you wake up from such a dream, you become very happy. Oh, it was only a dream. I was so happy. I'm so thankful. Because when I was dreaming, I really thought I had fallen from the mountain and broken my right shoulder. I really thought it. And I was thinking, how will I survive? Who will marry me with a broken shoulder? And who will take care of me? And I have no insurance. And oh no, now everything is finished. So when you actually begin to come out of the influence of material attachments and material illusions, it is like waking up from a dream and finding out you have a different life. You have a healthy life which is totally carefree and which has nothing to do with the complications which are there in the dream. See, most of the devotees in Krishna consciousness are trying to work in the dream and make it more pleasant. That is not the approach of a transcendentalist. The transcendentalist knows, I must wake up from the dream. He must be very careful to not space it out by becoming what is called a premature transcendentalist. In other words, that he thinks he's more transcendental than he is. Like when he has a damaged body, he should not think, well, I just wake up from the dream, then this bad body doesn't exist any longer. In order to wake up from the dream, he has to be healthy. Prabhupada said once, when a devotee is unhealthy, he should totally revert his program. He should make health his prior. First place is health, second place is sadhana, and third place is slujba. Very often we have something in our bodies and our minds and we don't take care of it. And it becomes bigger and bigger, the problem. So we make slujba first, then sadhana, usually no sadhana, and then usually no health. That is usually what a premature transcendentalist has. A lot of slujba, means a lot of anxiety, no sadhana, and no health. That is our program usually. No, and when we are still conditioned, we need to take care that our machine is all right. We need to see that our sadhana inspires us and makes us spiritually effulgent. That we really are just happy like Gaura Hari, at least outside. He looks like this. And then we do slujba.
Vaishvamin service. Yes. So, although what I have given you is now a very, very demanding task, that is, wake up from the dream, prabudice, nasi dagi gospoda and gospodinsky. It is important to not become to pretend to be someone whom we are not. At the same time, we should clearly remember the transcendental goal of Krishna consciousness, which is before us, and which demands of us to wake up from our illusions of material life. It is so important. It cannot be said how important this understanding is. We have to see that the process of Krishna consciousness works for us and makes us happy and energetic carriers of a wonderful ancient mission, the Vedic mission. This we have to do. Once there was a king, his name was King Janaka. King Janaka came into a public assembly, and King Janaka wanted to make a concert, like in the Lichinsky Hall. But he wanted to do it only, his queen was the only audience. He invited the whole array of talented musicians to play something for him, and he was sitting there with his queen and also with the ministers of the country. King Janaka was sitting there. He had ruled the whole day, and when the musicians started to play, he began to fall asleep. And his head was resting at the shoulder of his queen. So this time his queen said to the ministers, please, the concert has to stop for a moment. Let the king sleep. And after he has slept, we can continue with the concert. Sometimes I think like this in the Bhagavatam class. We should just say, okay, 5 minutes for everyone. Let us go. One of my godbrothers once did this. But there were only brahmacharis available. One brahmachari was falling asleep, and then a second brahmachari, and then he said, Uredno, and they all lay down for 5 minutes, and then they woke up and they continued with the class. So, sometimes I'm thinking this should be done because devotees are tired, they have not found enough rest, so we have to serve them. So this is what the queen did. She said to the musicians and the ministers, please go outside. After something like 10 minutes, they heard a terrible scream in the hall. And they opened the door, and they saw the king had jumped from the throne. He was running like a mad animal through the hall. And he asked a question, is this reality or that? The minister said, this is very difficult. This reality or that? What is this question? Can you explain your question, please, my majesty, so that we can try to think of the answer? But Janaka was not in the mood to discuss theory. He said, is this reality or that? The minister said, we can't answer the question, but we will get a sadhu. So they found a wise man who had just arrived from the forest, they went to the wise man and brought him in and brought him before the king. The king with wild eyes, almost like a madman, looked at the sadhu and said, "Is this reality or that?" The sadhu answered, "This is not reality and that is not reality." "I'm very happy," said Janaka, and became normal. And the sadhu said, "Please tell your ministers what you were thinking when you asked this question." And Hare Krishna Mandali, "We are very happy that you do this wonderful service. May the deities shower all their blessings upon you." This is a pioneer time, yes? Whoever serves in this pioneer time gets special blessing. So yes, the sadhu said, "Please explain to your minister your question." Then the king explained, "When I was falling asleep, I saw that my town was attacked by the enemy and burned into ashes. Only a few people survived who ran into the forest. I was one of them. I ran all alone, and after 3 days I finally found a hunter who had who was eating something on his plate. So I was very, very hungry. I had not eaten for 3 days, and my heart was bleeding from pain because I lost my dear queen and all my ministers and all my sons as well. So I was very much hungry also, and I asked the hunter, 'Can I have your remnants, please?' There's one rule for kings as far as eating is concerned. They will never eat anyone's remnants except for Mahaprasad. So, can I have your remnants, please?" The hunter had just stopped eating, and the hunter gave him the plate of prasadam, and not prasadam, the plate of his food. And when I was just wanting to eat, said Janaka Maharaj, "at that time an eagle came, took the plate, and flew away with the plate." "Have you ever fasted for 3 days, Dinadayal?" "No, it must be quite intense, isn't it?" It must be. "I have once fasted for a whole week, and if you don't do it voluntarily, if you do it voluntarily, it's all right if you know how to do it. But if you don't do it voluntarily, if you get nothing to eat for one whole day, and you're very hungry, it's a torture, isn't it, Vajraman? It's really a torture. You only think of eating. So after 3 days, I finally found something to eat, but the eagle took it away and stole it from me. And then I screamed and I woke up. And I found myself in the big hall of culture. But I had this question: what is reality? I suffered very much in my dream. That was reality for me. And now I'm here. Is this reality or is the dream reality? This is my question." And the sadhu had answered it: "This is not reality. That is also not reality. One time you're in the dream state, in the sleeping state of consciousness, in your material life. And another time you are in your material life in your wakeful state of consciousness. Both have nothing to do with your eternal self. They are temporary. stations, but you at the same time exist in the eternal dimension of spiritual life. So the ancient scriptures are very much telling us that we should please wake up from the dream of material existence. And to wake up from the dream of materialistic existence will be like fire, which all of a sudden manifests from fire, from wood. Whereas the fire comes out of the wood, we will, as a totally different entity than what we think we are now, emerge in Mahajwala is a pure soul, a servant of Krishna. Some of us laugh even irritated, and we just can't handle this. And foolishly, when we hear this, this is so foreign for us. In us, there is the pure spiritual soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And that's us. What we think is us now is not us. Prabhupada, he once said, you can only practice Krishna consciousness if this point is clear to you. You are not the body. If this is not accepted by you, or not clear, your Krishna consciousness is a witz. Witz. We say witz. I learned this new word yesterday. Yes. So, a devotee who is in Krishna, who wants to become Krishna conscious, understands that he has to somehow wake up from the dream of material existence. He must work in this direction. And he must be very careful with cruel Maya, who, when he starts his spiritual process, is a little in the back, but who comes again because she is extremely disturbed if someone leaves her kingdom. She is so disturbed, you can't imagine how angry Maya becomes when someone begins the process of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, she still looks a little, I can't believe that's for real. And she does not do any big things. But once a devotee starts going a little bit, oh, Maya is just so heavy. She even uses Kali to do all kinds of things so that the devotees become disappointed in their spiritual life. Like, for instance, here is one movement called the ISKCON. Huh? And ISKCON, Prabhupada, he made it very clear what this movement is about. Back to Godhead, he called it very boldly. It's anyone who has interest to understand what is the purpose of this movement, immediately he just needs to read the magazine of the movement. It's there, back to Godhead. Ooh. Naturally, when such a movement exists, there will be so much, Kali will really try to attack such a movement in very, very big ways. One way which is very typical is he will make quarrels amongst devotees. Very, very typical. In the Mahabharata, we find the example of two brothers, Sunda and Upasunda. They were the sons of Suvana. I remember now. Suvanaji. Suvana was such a dharmic king, you cannot believe. And but he had one problem. He had no children. So he went to the Shumi did austerities there, and finally I believe Narada Muni and Angira came before him. And the king was so happy to see in this wild forest these exalted sadhus that he was overwhelmed by happiness. And he said, "Welcome, my dear sadhu. Please give me a blessing." "What blessing you want?" said the two, Angira and Narada Muni. "I want," said the king, "my dear sadhu, that you give me a son." He was so ecstatic, he couldn't believe that it was two sadhus. He thought it was one, because he was just so overwhelmed with happiness. So the two said, "Well, he has asked the two of us." So we, each one of them, blessed him. "You will get a very nice son." Now, because two brahmanas blessed to get a son, there was only one possibility for his wife. That was to have twins. Because the words of a brahmana cannot go in vain. They have to become fulfilled. So the two boys were called Sunda and Upasunda. They became very dharmic, very, very advanced, very, very good. And wherever they went, they came together. And by their common strength, they became so powerful in establishing Dharma. Luca is a politician. You would have been so proud of the two. They really changed the whole environment and made almost a kingdom of God in the planet Earth. Then Kali thought, "No, this is too much. I have to somehow bring the two brothers against each other." And you know what Kali did? Kali took the most beautiful of women and brought her between the two brothers. One of the brothers, the older brother means 2 minutes older, twin, 2 or maybe 1 minute, was already married. Not married, wie sagt man, verlobt. Verlobt means engaged. He was already engaged. Now listen to Kali. You will most probably cry and decide to not eat breakfast because you are so sad when you hear this. It was so intense. Yes, Sunda was already married. Upasunda, the second, Sunda was engaged. I'm sorry. You know what is engaged, Minata? Yes. Do we say? Yes. And now Upasunda fixed his mind totally on this woman. I think her name was, I don't want to speculate, I forgot the name. When Sunda saw this most beautiful woman and compared her to his wife, who was also talented, but nothing in comparison to this princess, he thought, "I made the wrong choice. I really made the wrong choice. I'm the older brother. I should have this woman." But he was engaged. So what to do? Kali gave him a devilish idea. He invited his own engaged woman to come to the court. She lived in another kingdom. And he paid some money to some gangsters. So they, when she was traveling from her kingdom to meet Sunda, her future husband, then this band of gangsters were coming over her and killing this poor princess. So now she was out of the way, and Sunda with false tears in his eyes, cried for 1 month, and then said to Upasonda, "I should have your woman because I'm the older. I'm 2 minutes older." Upasonda was by now totally captured by the beauty of his future wife, and he said, "It's not dharmic, she's engaged already." "No, but it is a superior dharma that the older brother should be engaged and married before the younger brother. There is such a dharma." So I will not bore you, it's a long, long story. In the end, Sunda and Upasunda were against each other with weapons and killed themselves. There was no preaching any longer of Dharma. So this is Kali's preferred trick in the Kali Yuga. He will come and make such problems amongst the devotees that they will talk badly against each other back and lose all interest to work together. This Kali does even in places which are extremely dharmic, like Zagreb. Even here. I could see, after we had done the program in the Licinski Hall, which was, I had said, it was a little, our organization could do better, to say it in polite words. There were a group of devotees who said, "Yeah, this program was nonsense." There were so many good newspaper articles, so many people were inspired, so many new devotees were contacted, and the program was all right. It went nice. There was a holy name, there was an arati performed. It was wonderful. When we say inside of us, in the family, that let us do better, Prabhu, we can do much better. This is not a criticism that we should do programs. We should do more programs and learn. But a group of devotees found in their heart not a shadow of appreciation of the work of the devotees and began to criticize the devotees who had put this on. We must understand, it was not that the devotees were bad. Kali is bad. Kali came and just began to pollute the devotees' mind. And the devotees are very nice people, wonderful. They want to come to Krishna. We want to worship them and serve them. It's just Kali's bad engagements to make quarrel amongst devotees so that no one likes to work together any longer and do something together. Kali will do this. Even in a dharmic place like Zagreb, even here, it will happen. This is a typical thing, that there is, Kali will work with Sunda and Upasunda, who were dharmic preachers, and make some idea here will be there. So, we all, as devotees of Krishna, we need to work together. You know, the very, very important principle in Krishna consciousness is to serve devotees and to do and to come together as devotees and spread the mission of our common master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. This is necessary for us. Krishna consciousness, as we have heard in the beginning, is a very demanding thing. You know, that's why I'm always, when I talk about these things, I'm almost becoming a little restless, and you have to forgive me, because I'm becoming, since 30 years I'm trying to preach, and I feel no one understands what this is about, this Krishna consciousness. Otherwise we wouldn't have so many problems and doubts and so on. We take the illusions too serious. We take this material life too serious, we Hare Krishna. One, so therefore, in the beginning, I'm very sorry. I'm a little sharp sometimes, and poke my audience and so on. It's because we must be convinced that this material world is not our home. Otherwise, we are not transcendentalists, but immanists. Immanists believe that the world is a truth itself. It is one truth, but we understand there is a higher truth. We would be materialists when we believe that this is the only truth. We, as spiritual people, believe, yes, there's also an energy, but it comes from the spiritual world. And the spiritual energy is the superior energy. Now, to go on this path is not so easy, and we need the association of devotees who make a supportive vibration. Like, could you see yesterday when we chanted with so many devotees, the energy became so nice, Dinadayal. Did you notice? One felt so. I saw devotees who I have not seen smiling since I look into their faces. I saw them smiling, thinking, wow, the holy name is so merciful to these devotees. and so on. But we need each other very much. If we don't have the support of the devotees on our path, we just can't make it. It's too high for us Kali Yuga people. It's just too difficult. Even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says, my path is difficult. I'm old. I need the walking stick of the mercy of the devotees. In the Himalaya, you know this, when you're really weak and you begin to slip on the rocks and you know, oh no, I won't get home before, I won't get to my room before the darkness comes. And you know, if I would give 5,000 euros for one little stick now to help me. My leg is paining. I won't make it. I'm so hungry. And now the rain starts. And oh, soon the ice will come. I really need to. So on our spiritual path, we need the support of the devotees. And the worst thing which can happen if there is problems amongst the devotees. We become so absolutely discouraged. We think, how will I do it? It will not be possible. We become so hurt in our hearts and so on. But please understand, when something happens amongst the devotees, it is not that the devotees are bad. It's Kali's trick. Devotees are nice people. I think they are our brothers and sisters. It is Kali who just enters to bring them again so that he has his peace and can do his rule. This temple, my dear devotees who are here, is pronouncing a big, big, happy call. As soon as I came into the temple, it was loud, loud like anything. It was coming through the walls, and I knew it was coming from Gornitai. The call is, please, my dear devotees, this temple is not finished. We need to work together to make this a dharmic place in Zagreb, to make it a place from where Krishna consciousness is spread all over Croatia. I think you must agree, it is a beautiful place. I mean, it has, I wanted to say, has a lot of potential. Have you noticed that there's so much space for parking cars? I was amazed. It is really an amazing thing. And a little later we will look into the temple room again. I know it is bigger than this room. I have seen it before. But when, as we were entering here, you know, we, it is clear, at the moment the mission is a few devotees who have understood, well, I must do my work and service for Gaur Nithai, are here and trying to maintain the position. We saw Mandali coming in with her plate, you know, and doing the puja and so on. And there are a few devotees. But I remember a few years ago, Kali was so intelligent that he had said, we don't want a temple. We don't need a temple. It's only these six or seven whom we don't like anyways who want to make the temple. This was the philosophy in Zagabhava. Shuddering, and I was becoming, my tears came up in my eyes. How powerful Kali is. It is, I think we all understand we need very much a temple. How will people get faith in Krishna consciousness if we are just all, when they ask, where is your address? And we say, well, go to Radhadesh. Govindananda's flat, yes. There is one address. Another address is in the student flat of what is our mother's name? Who played Kunti? Atma. Nandini's friend? What is the name? Anupma. That's another address. Anupma. And Ripuha. Then is an address in Zada. No, we need a place, and there needs to be worship so that Nityananda and Chaitanya can give the milas over Zagreb. And it's up to all of us to just step forward and say, okay, I'm not rich, but I can sometimes come and I can help if there if you can use my talent, please. So it's so obvious, it is so clear. So I really want to request all of you to think a little bit about this subject matter. We need to go the spiritual path, and for this we need the support of the devotees. You can't become Krishna consciousness if you play around in your own dreams too much. If you stay in your old dreams. Plus, you won't even be happy. Haven't you noticed, Dina Dayal, when you have fulfilled one of your plans, are you happy afterwards? Immediately there's the next plan. I must do this now. It does not fulfill us with happiness. We must, Prabhuji. It's very important. Hare Krishna. Now I have said what I was thinking. I hope I have not hurt anyone's feelings. I promise to not say this again for another year. Because obviously today, in the morning, it's a small circle of devotees who can digest such a lecture and who will not become angry. Sunday morning preaching, Bodhidobha, Bodhidobha. You know, like in the church, you come, you hear Bodhidobha. It's not theoretical. It's not extremely philosophical. It's very practical. Bodhidobha. See, if I tell you very honestly, after. Some of you know I'm trying to spend every year for 1 month, for the month of Kartik in Vrindavan, trying to chant. This year we had an ideal place, and Govindanandan and Syama Priya had arranged this very nicely. Place for us, and we could just sit there and chant, and there were some devotees who helped there, who were serving, two devotees who came to serve there, then I went afterwards to Mumbai. In Vrindavan, one was in one type of mood, it is to try to chant better and overcome the offenses in chanting. And in Mumbai, we came into this together with this wonderful two temples which we have. The Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir in Juhu. Who has seen this temple of you? Yeah. It's a very impressive, wonderful temple. And then Radha Gopinath Temple. Who has seen this temple? That is also very, very impressive. In other ways, it may not... As far as the building also looks now very much improved. They have made stone carving all around it. It looks really like a Vrindavan temple, a little bit like Radharaman, the architecture. What is so impressive is that they have a congregation maybe of 2,000 initiated devotees, and they work very nicely together. I mean, very, very nicely together. They all, in this congregation, one could preach from morning till evening. It's so many people all over the town who are chanting 16 rounds. Some of the congregations were just doctors, and they decided they wanted to work together. I think this would be also nice, Mani Manjari. Imagine at your working place, you could have 500 devotees working, helping the people to take care of their broken arms and broken hearts and so on. So they wanted to work together. Do you know what they did? They just opened up an own hospital, the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The hospital is so Krishna conscious. There is always on the loudspeakers, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When you enter, there's Prabhupada on the Vyasasan. Some people immediately put the shoes out before the hospital and enter because it looks so much like a temple that one has to convince them, no, you are not in the temple. Please go to the reception and tell your needs, and then we will see where you need to go, in which department. It's very, very impressive. So these two things, personal bhajan and an example of so much preaching, I became very much convinced there that going to the West, we must by all means get our mission again together. It's so important. After after we had this crash down with our very talented GBC, who had done such wonderful service in the past, but who left us in a very tragic way with some physical and mental problems. Our movement just went a little in the underground and so on. And when devotees come here, they see that our devotees who are here, they live here and there and everywhere, but they don't have a common center. And usually they cannot, the devotees here have a very good heart, but they don't have spiritual training and surrounding. They get up late, they don't use the Brahma Muhurta for chanting, their japa is very weak, one can see that also, and so on. And the spiritual practices they're struggling. It's not easy for them. So I want to really request you, we must get our mission together here in the West. Otherwise, devotees don't have a chance. It will be a witz what they do. And they will not become satisfied. They will leave after some time because their hearts are not pure. and they don't taste the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, which they have come to taste. So I really want to beg you, please, 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 take care of this mission. It's so good. It's so good, even if we do a program like in Lizinski, which was just such a simple Hare Krishna program, isn't it? I also thought, well, this is... I will not give a complicated lecture. I will straightly talk about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so on. And when we did the kirtan, I thought, well, just let us do a normal street kirtan. I said to myself, Sachinanda Swami, you are on the streets of Zagreb now. Do Harinam. We will do Harinam now. Glorify Lord Krishna in this way. And people said, were very impressed. They wrote on the email, they wrote everything. And so on. Yeah. It's such a good mission, and people really want it. And I personally am convinced that in that Croatia, if the devotees get it together, just don't allow Kali to make such unnecessary problems. I really think you can spread Krishna consciousness very nicely here, because the people are so friendly. We had a few devotees from Germany with us. Mataji's came from Germany, and I just couldn't believe it. How nice the people in Croatia is. They just couldn't believe it. They said, we give up everything and we just do service here. Because it is outstanding. In Govindananda's house, everyone greets us, and I know already the name of one dog, you know, because they are so friendly, you know. Terry, yes. And you are immediately one member of the house, you know, the name is discussed, and of the dog is revealed. This is the topmost secret for a German to... He would never reveal the name of his friend. It's too private. Yes. Yes, you have such a possibility. But please know, you must become a transcendentalist first. Understand, this world is only for passing through. I have to learn my lessons here, and I will quickly learn it, and I will go and do my service for Krishna. This is very important. I want to end my class here. I think what I have said is extremely clear. Can you look, what is your the time, please? 9:35. Here it is said, the instruction is Dragi Bhakti Molimo Vasta Lectio Savrisite Nachkashneci Do 9 o'clock Sati Voila. Sati means like
hours.
Yeah. It means like sati, to burn yourself. I hope I will see you very happily at the Sunday program. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Aripul, Adya, you are alive again? So. Do we have a pen? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.